Your mom's guilty pleasures.
It's another episode of Your Mom's Guilty Pleasures.
Woo-hoo! We are doing the thing.
It's John Mingione. It's Lexi Pepperaro. I'm your host, Chris Libertini. We're doing this thing. We're talking about sharing is caring.
Is it?
Yes, that's what we're talking about this episode. It's, are you willing to share things? You know, Johnny just came over to me with the charger and says, bro, I need to use your charging station. I said, sure.
I couldn't believe how easy that was, too.
Yeah. Listen, I am very giving with some things in my life, and with other things, don't touch my food. That's it.
Oh, no.
That's my biggest thing.
Oh,
and we
no.
actually, Johnny and I had a whole thing the other day. I brought food in after our episode where we talked about, you know, eating food. And, you know, if I get the plate at my, if I get delivered food, whatever, you can take and then don't touch the food. So I brought food from home. I made sauce the whole nine yards.
Mm.
And Johnny walks over as I'm heating it up and sticks his fork in to the, like, the top of the Tupperware. And just starts going to town.
It's just so rude.
Double dipping the whole thing. And the woman that was there was like, what are you doing? You're double dipping. What's the matter with you?
You guys, you're my friend. Why would I not?
But for sure. But at that point, I said, the top is all Johnny's. I'm not touching the top. Johnny can have the top. He had the cup, you know, eight pieces of ziti, little sauce on there. Nice.
So now, So had I done that to the main dish there...
There might have been a little bit of a problem.
A little bit of a problem, really. Because I didn't even ask. I literally felt so comfortable with you. I just took a fork and just, like, stabbed the pasta.
And I was more than happy to give. But, you know, but as long as it's separation of church and state.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could totally have the lid. The lid's all yours.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
If the lid wasn't there, I definitely would have just stabbed your main pasta dish.
Might have been a little problem.
And I know that Lexi got really butthurt about that the other day as well. Your butt was hurt.
Yeah, no, honestly, I love sharing. And if you would have asked, I would have given you probably more than half of it. But the fact that you felt entitled
what
to
it. What was it again? A parfait? What was the weird?
Acai bowl.
I knew it was a weird thing.
The acai bowl.
But it's okay. You know, I'm over it. We move past it. Just don't do it again.
I mean, but you guys are my friends. I love you. And you're good sharers.
True. But I mean, I think, you know, it's not even a manners or an entitlement thing. It's just certain bugaboos that people have where it's like, just please don't do this. Like, people can be my friend as long as possible, whatever, but just, you got to respect the food thing at some points. And it's like, you know, sometimes you know that that makes Lexi mad, so you go for her acai bowl to push her buttons maybe a
little
bit.
Lexi, are we boring you? This is, how many times has she yawned? Since
sorry.
Is that three yawns? And we've been going for what, 2.5 minutes?
I'm
not even.
Which is longer than most guys last anyway, so God bless. Right?
But also, I was pretty surprised at how easy it was to borrow your phone charger just now.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's like, if I bring a phone charger and someone comes up to me and says, hey, what percent are you on? Well, why do you want to know? Well, because I'm on 8%. I don't care that you're on 8%. It's my phone charger. I don't care if I'm on 92%. I'm not giving you my phone charger. It's mine.
But what if they desperately need it?
Yeah. Maybe then. But regardless, I really do appreciate you lending me your phone charger.
Charging right now. It's all good.
Thank you.
But what Chris did that was great is he didn't ask you what percent you were on. He just said, oh, you need it? Sure. Here you go. No problem.
Did you hear how non-millennial entitled I was when I asked you, though? I was like, dude, I am so sorry to even ask.
Yeah, right.
Like, can we sit down?
Of course.
I'm so sorry.
But at the same point, I you know, and this is actually during my charging time, but I was able to get a little charge in before you got in, so it was all good.
Doesn't that say something about how shitty the iPhone batteries are? You've been at work for like an hour and 5 minutes, and your phone's already needing a charge.
Yeah, I mean, because I got up at 7 a.m., I immediately hit Insta, looking at people's stories, which is how I get my news, pretty much.
Of course.
And then there's the shower, so the phone's with me in the bathroom.
Oh, you bring the phone? Do you do that too, Lex? Phone in bathroom?
Some people don't, yeah.
But you're like... Are you on it while you're in the shower?
Well, no,
or
yeah,
is it music?
I like put it in the corner and I turn on like news radio.
Oh, that's so fine. That's fine. On. I thought you meant like if I got a text, I have to read it while I'm showering. Like I could
wait
10 minutes.
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
How important
sometimes
is that
it's
text,
like
Chris?
Literally in the shower and I prop up the phone right here.
So it gets wet.
It's good. It doesn't get wet. It's on the towel holder.
You know you do that thing, Lex, when you're like going out and you're texting friends but you got a shower, so you put it on like the kitchen sink.
That's it.
And then you hear the ding and you're like, fuck, then you step out and your wet hand and then you can't text sometimes because the wetness doesn't work, so you're like spelling shit wrong.
Yep.
Does that happen?
I don't know if I've maybe I've done that once or twice, but I it's 10 minutes. It's not going to, unless you're taking a 45 minute shower, the text can wait.
Your showers are 10 minutes as a female? You could
15 tops, maybe?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thanks. I'm a long shower person.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything inappropriate in there. I'm not.
Let's talk about sharing in the shower. How about this? How about this? Sharing in the shower. We all have significant others, yes. Whatever it is. Do we shower with a significant other?
Yes.
Well, if I'm away, yeah, but I don't live with him.
So I'm saying, but
no,
but,
not my.
But,
no.
But normally, like, if you were like, "Hey, I'm going to go in the shower. Would you want to shower with me?" Is that a thing?
Not every day. No.
Well, not every day, but you have done it multiple times.
Well, if we're away, yes.
Right, because sharing the shower is a big deal. Like one person usually have soap in their face, and the other person standing with a shriveled up in the corner.
It's not as romantic as movies make it seem.
It fucking sucks. You really need two shower heads to be able to have a successful double shower.
That's Vegas.
Oh,
Vegas! I had two shower heads. The house I buy, two shower heads. One shower head here. One shower head here. I'm in the middle. Nice.
Or if you have like that rain.
The rain is good too.
That sucks. My girlfriend has that, and you're both hovering underneath the water to try. Like we each get a shoulder.
Right. Exactly.
But and the sharing in the shower, because she has really nice conditioner, and she doesn't like when I use it because, like, I mean, I don't have that much hair, but it's really expensive. It's that purple Aussie. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she doesn't Aussie
like
moist.
She doesn't like to share her conditioner in the shower with
her. There are expensive hair products that men use too, they do, but women use if they have colored hair, if they have hair dye, or if they have something that it's so expensive. I have a bottle that was like $35 because it keeps the color in your hair. I don't want my family or my boyfriend using that. I need that for my hair specifically.
Well, she has the no frills conditioner, like the basic bitch stuff that she wants me to use, but I want to use the good stuff. But she has a weird color thing in her hair, so it's specific. I want that. I want the good streaks in my hair.
You can't.
But man, that is the fucking couple shower. That is miserable. And anytime I've tried to have relations in the shower, it never works. Like,
really?
I feel like we have to like leave the shower and do it on like the bathroom floor on like the tile and put a towel
down.
It's
just miserable. To get something going.
We're slipping. There's soap. It's like I can't move.
It is slipping. It definitely adds another realm of balance, I guess you could say, you know, because you got to put the foot up and then somebody's got to put a foot down and then there's got to be an anchor.
And then there's a thing.
Exactly.
It's like in the movies, they make like Leonardo DiCaprio like lifts her up.
Yes.
It's nice if you're dating like a smaller, like if you're dating a little person, that's simple then.
That's a good point.
You lift the little person up and then you just.
Then you're all good in the hood. You can even rest them against the little side of the bathroom.
It's perfect.
You're good.
There are upsides.
I'm agreeing.
To dating a little person. I didn't mean it like little. It came out like wrong. I meant like a person who was more little.
Right. And you know what the best part about that is? When you go out.
This is terrible. A petite person.
Petite person. But when you go out, you only got to pay half the bill. So it's all good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be here all week.
But as far as sharing goes generally, I would like to think that I'm a really great sharer. Always. Friends in the past, roommates in the past, not so much. My college roommate once, we got into a fist fight. A fist fight because I used his hamper.
Get out of here.
Hamper.
Well, your boys touched his boys. That's how we looked at it. He got all freaked out.
Well, it was an empty hamper. And what it was kind of, I think it was more of like a precedent thing because I had one of those like those college hampers, like those mesh. Mm-hmm. They fold up.
Yeah,
they're really
flimsy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about, Chris?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
And he had like a suburban mom plastic hamper.
Wide
thing.
It's got little holes in it.
Yeah. It was awesome. It made me feel like home.
Of course.
So, and I always asked him, I was like, yo, can I use your hamper? And he would always say no. Like when I was going to get my clean wash from downstairs, and then one time he wasn't in the room, and his hamper was sitting there, it was empty, and I had to go get my wash. So what I fucking do? I got my clothes. I picked up all my clothes. I put the hamper on my bed. He came home mid-act, caught me red-handed, and next thing I know, he has me in a half Nelson on the floor.
Wow.
It was miserable.
Half of me wants to side with your roommate only because I'm thinking in my head, so you have a hamper and it's, well, first of all, not to backtrack, but you asked before to use it and he said no.
So many times.
Right.
So
like it's a thing. It's already a thing.
It's already a thing.
Yeah, yeah,
so now you just did it knowing that he doesn't want you to. But also when you think about it, it's like you're dirty. It's your body's dirt.
It was clean though.
That's in a hamper.
It was my clean.
But that's his clean and dirty, you know, now you're sharing each other's body dirt. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
I know it's just a hamper, but
his roommate was the race car.
Skeevy.
He was a race car and you got your roommate in the red. you know.
Well, you have to pick a side.
If you're at somebody's home, and especially in college, you got to respect. Lexi has a story about respect in college.
There was, you know, I went away to school, so whenever my parents came up to watch soccer games or whatever it was.
You played soccer in college?
They,
I think Lexi might have won a championship.
No. Was it an NCAA championship?
NCAA champion, wow. Lexi Pevararo.
And we'll just push forward. And we'll, so my parents would bring home-cooked meals, and it was great, because when you're away at school, you don't get the food that you get in a home.
You get Dinty more.
Oh, yeah. So I was so excited. I put it in the fridge, in my dorm fridge, and I had two roommates, and then soccer girls would be in and out, so I never really kept track.
And your roommates were both women?
Yes, okay. Yes. And I never kept track of who was in and out of our fridge. And in college dorms, in the community hallways, you leave your door open and just to walk in and out. So I really don't know who, but I would go back to the fridge to get the food, and it would be half eaten.
No way.
And I'm like, nah.
That's death.
Because this isn't some like mac and cheese, let's put some water in it and make it in a microwave. This is some home-cooked dinners and meals that my parents and grandparents made for me. And
there's like chicken parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
This is like
chicken cutlets, chicken parm.
Like stuffed shells.
Oh,
and you're
God.
Italian,
yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah, so I was so... That's the one thing that crossed the line for me living in a dorm. Everything else I'll share.
And did
I'll
we bring it up?
Clothes,
did we discuss
everything.
It?
No.
Only.
Because I'm not... I'm very
uncomfortable. You didn't want to ruin a happy home.
Yeah. Just... When you're in a dorm, you're literally like 2x2. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to...
You know what I would do? I would almost do the buy my own refrigerator.
Oh, your own personal fridge.
And like lock that
shit. Those dorm rooms are so freaking tiny.
They
are. Was it a half fridge or was it a full?
No, it was a full. It had a mini freezer and
the freezer one. Yeah, I had that model too. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised you didn't do like the passive aggressive. Like, I didn't need any of the. Did you have any of my fettuccine? Or?
Yeah. No, but my friend did that. She had a problem with her roommates and food. So instead of addressing it verbally, she just put her name on everything.
Passive aggressive Polly.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
You know,
it was great.
In college, my mom, her best dish that she makes is a tortellini salad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The cold tortellini. Tortellini.
Yeah, which has like cheeses and broccoli and just peppers and just, oh, my God, so much stuff. So and that's my favorite thing. So she would make it by like the pound for me, and she would give me like 8 fucking of the Glad containers full of tortellini. So I would have a policy. My roommates loved it. They knew.
A policy.
I told the roommates.
No, it's just funny the way you said it.
Truthfully,
I don't have a policy.
And especially in college when I discovered marijuana, I would just eat the pounds of tortellini just by like the session. So I told my roommates, like, if you want, I understand, go in there, have a couple of bites. But that's the thing, is I would give them the policy of a couple of bites, and then they would push the boundaries a bit. Mm-hmm. So I'd come back and it'd be half eaten. But it's all right. I'll share the tortellini wealth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway.
Here's my question about sharing.
Yeah.
What aspects of your lives do you think sharing is appropriate and not appropriate? I've obviously told you that, you know, if I'm going out to dinner with you, right away, the dinner gets on the table, I will put on a plate for you a good, nice piece of chicken or whatever I got. Whatever I have, and I will give to you, and obviously you'll give to me, and, you know, that whole thing. But once I'm eating my food, if you put your fork on my plate, I'm going to kill you. That's flat out. Like, I will murder. You could be my best friend on planet Earth. You just bought dinner.
You could be my wife.
That's it.
Dad.
You just bought dinner.
I think, so I live home with my two siblings and my parents, so it's a full house, and we're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom,
Uncle Jesse, the whole
my
thing.
My dad, yeah,
right.
The whole thing. And my parents, gratefully, we're all grateful, they pay for the groceries in the house and everyone eats them.
God bless.
But if I were to go to a grocery store and I'd buy something for me, like I would buy whatever it is, a meal for me, and my siblings ate it, I'd be really mad. Because I paid for it. Even though my parents pay for all the groceries, if I went out of my way to buy something for me, I'd be really mad if my siblings
Do you
ate
hide
it.
Food?
No. But if I know it's for me, I'll put my name on it. But
Are
that's not even passive aggressive. Because that's sometimes, occasionally,
fridge.
Yeah.
Huh.
My family used to hide food.
Like where?
In the microwave. We'd hide, like, you know, we'd get like a box of donuts or something. We don't, like, I don't want my sister eating the donuts or whatever because they're my fucking donuts. Uh-huh. I put the donuts in the microwave.
But that's what genius. If she needs
Well, eventually you're going to need to use the microwave.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, we'd figure out, like, I'd put, like, the donuts in the plate area, like where the plates are.
Yeah,
crafty.
Like we wouldn't like the Entenmann's donuts. You know, you get a little Entenmann's donuts. Like back when I ate Entenmann's donuts, because now it's like that's not real food, but whatever.
So it seems that food is the biggest sharing issue here.
Food is like, huge.
What, I'm cool with sharing food, to be honest.
Well, we know
because I literally take your food with my hands.
Right. Not only me, Chris.
Yeah, food's a big thing. Like I would let somebody. One of my friends needed to borrow my car. I would let him borrow my car.
Awesome.
Like if they, you know, you need stuff. You know, but you need to sleep in my house. Sleep in my house. Yeah. Like it's nothing. Like I don't really have bugaboos or hangups like that. It's just. Don't fucking touch my food.
But I think it's also like if you, for Johnny and Chris here, you guys do a lot of digital things on your computer. So what if someone said, hey, can I borrow your laptop for the weekend?
No. You cannot even use my laptop.
Johnny, you have a lot of things
Yeah, there's certain people, like an average Joe who I'm not very close with, fuck no. But like you, Lexi, I would let you borrow my laptop
for
the week.
Big.
If you really needed it, because I trust you.
That's huge.
Because I've worked with you professionally. I know that you're not going to trash my laptop. I know you have respect for things. Chris, same.
I respect this so much. Both of you cannot use my laptop.
Well, that's because you're afraid we're going to see your weird porn.
That's possible. That's possible. But at the same point, legitimately, I've had special lady friends sleep over, and they say, Christopher...
Yes.
Wow, that was so amazing. You're the greatest. And, oh, yeah, obviously that happens. You know, the whole thing. You're the greatest. You're so amazing. I've never had it like that before. The whole thing.
Yep. Okay, so.
Can I please use your computer?
In front of you there.
In front of me there. Could have been right after the act.
That's a no for you.
That's a huge no.
Really?
Huge.
That's a huge red flag for women.
Huge no. You cannot use my computer.
Why? What are you hiding? What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything. This is the most important thing in my life.
But if you monitor her.
That's so sad.
If you monitor her to use it.
No.
My that's computer a huge is
the,
red flag.
My computer is the... Well, that's probably not why I'm
with... What about your cell phone?
Cell phone all day long.
Huh,
see, cell phone scares me more than the computer.
No, cell phone, jump right in. Enjoy it. Here's my cell phone.
So what about the laptop is so important?
It is my life.
Okay, but why can't someone use it?
Because it has Pro Tools on there. My Pro Tools that I paid for.
So are you nervous about things getting deleted?
Everything's going to go to shit if somebody else uses my computer.
Your laptop has Pro Tools?
Yeah.
So do you have the little USB key to make it work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's like some nerd stuff right there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, it's the dongle or whatever
that's
you want to call it. But I'm saying, like, put it to you this way. A couple years back, I was out of work, and I literally had to just go on my own. Like, I was like, oh, I'll get a home studio, But I had, like, Adobe Home Studio.
Right.
That was, yeah, man, you know, your mom has Adobe Home Studio. All respect to our moms here.
Yes.
But my point is like, when I was let go or whatever, I was like, holy shit, I got to drop, like, $4,000 on getting my life together. I got this dope microphone, $1,000. I got the, you know, with the special help of God and close people around me. I got an awesome computer, like top of the line, MacBook Pro. Yep. I got the, you know, like we talked about, I got a student Pro Tools. I got all the plugins, upwards of $4,000 to $5,000. So when somebody comes over and asks if they can use my lifeline of $5,000 to make more money outside, I have a huge problem with that.
But they're not going to like drop it on the...
Don't care.
Like, are you afraid they're going to go into the software, like, or they're going to physically drop it or spill coffee on it?
I'm afraid that they're literally going to touch it, have a heart attack on it, fall on it. Their head hits the thing. Like, I don't even know. I just picture like DEFCON 5 shit going down. I'll give it to them and they'll be like, oh my God, no! And they'll drop it on the floor. Like,
to do the example, Chris just dropped his actual cell phone on the ground.
On the ground.
So you don't give a shit about your phone. Oh. No, don't.
Throw it all the way on the
floor. Maybe don't do that.
I got this OtterBox on it.
All right, that's fine.
If I get another girlfriend, OtterBox around the girlfriend, drop her on the floor, she's fine.
Chris, I want to ask you a difficult question. If you had to trust...
8 inches. Oh, no.
There it is. I don't need to ask anymore. If you had to trust one of us with your laptop for the weekend, had to or you die, would you give the laptop to me or to Lexi?
Oh, come on.
So here's what I want written on my tombstone. He would not share.
Okay. Oh, so he can't even.
So when you
Chris
bury me,
can't even ask the hypothetical.
That's it.
Answer the hypothetical.
When you bury me, it says Chris Libertini, 1980, to whenever the date that you ask me, and it's under it. It says he would not share.
So you won't even participate in this hypothetical.
No,
it's not.
He would die.
I'm telling you,
giving us his laptop.
Oh, is that what he was saying with the whole tombstone?
Lexi's on point.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mind is hazy from the weekend.
He doesn't want to play the game, so he's gonna die.
The craziest thing about it, and I know it's a little petty, that is the one thing in my life that I wouldn't do that. I'll give you my baseball glove. I'll give you my baseball bat.
Baseball gloves?
Well, I'm just saying. Like if we
sweaty.
If I'm on the same team as you, and you're like, "Yo, no, Chris, I need to borrow your glove to play outfield," I'd be like, "Yo, here's my glove." If I'm not using it.
It's funny that you'd even let someone borrow your car before your laptop because your car, if you get into an accident and insurance, that's crazy.
Right. What insurance do you have on your laptop and all your data
you
can, and all?
You don't
like,
have
Apple, I
have Apple Care Protection Plan.
I have all that, but I'm still.
Listen,
I don't want to go
his car, his phone, they don't have Pro Tools. They don't have
the bottom line.
Dongle.
No one can use his laptop.
That's it.
That's the biggest thing.
The two big bugaboos with me, can't use my laptop. And when we're going out to dinner, get in right away and that's it. Can't have it.
I have one thing. Also, Chris has said bugaboos a million times, right?
What is that?
You bugging me? Who you bugging you? It's Destiny's
bugaboo.
Child song.
Yeah.
Who you bugging me? You bugging me?
No, it's not where I got it from. Bugaboo's a thing. Old school.
We'll push past it.
You guys have never heard of the word bugaboo?
Only from the Destiny's Child or Beyonce song.
Get out of here.
Only from you.
Really? Mm-hmm.
When I picture bugaboo, I picture like a teepee or like a house on the beach.
I'm going to Google bugaboo. It right now.
The one thing, it's not really worth me talking because you guys are both Googling bugaboo, so we'll wait for the bugaboo.
It's okay. Go ahead. Oh, here, bugaboo, an object of fear or alarm, a bugbear.
There you go.
Okay, so it's like Chris's thing that causes him stress and fear or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a stroller, if you will.
Excuse me.
There you go.
So my thing is my toothbrush. I know a lot of couples will share their toothbrush.
Yeah, I know.
And to me, you agree. Yeah. We're all in agreement.
Sure. I side with you on that.
It's the one thing. And my girlfriend, often if she forgets her toothbrush and she's staying over my place, she'll be like, why can't, like, we kiss? It's the same thing.
Right, and your mouth has been in the holiest of holies.
Yes, depends on the night. But it's like, for me...
That's like food caught in teeth.
This is the plaque,
this
really
is gross.
Deep... Like, we're not teething each other.
Let me ask you a question. If your mouth is in the holiest of holies and you got a piece of broccoli stuck in your teeth...
I understand. Actually, it was so bad that the other day I forgot my toothbrush and I was sleeping at her house. And she was like, yo, just use my toothbrush.
Did you do the finger?
And I was like, no fucking way. Yeah. So what I ended up doing was the finger.
Love it.
But to prove a point, she was like, yo, just use my toothbrush. I will wash it for you. So she literally took dish soap and scrubbed her toothbrush to clean it.
Brittany, no.
And then she cleaned it off and she was like, here. I'm like, no, because now it has soap on it. She's like, I just washed it.
If she
boiled a pot of water and sterilized that shit, then I would use it.
What about razors? I wouldn't use razors.
Fuck no. I will not let my buddy borrow my razor.
Yeah, no.
That's like blood.
Oh, dude, in college once, I let some dude who lived down the hall from me, who I barely knew, borrow my beard trimmer that I shaved my with.
Okay.
Got it.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he used it on his face. And
did
then
you
I,
know it was your...
No, I didn't tell him that.
Like, she can't do the...
But like, I was good. Like, that's I think
good.
I said, dude, I'm just letting you know, like, I used it recently, so maybe clean it off. But now that I think about it, that is fucking gross.
That is gross.
For him and for me.
I mean, it's a personal thing. Anything that you shave with and, you know.
So it looks like we're really not great sharers.
No, I don't think we're good sharers.
With things like that are stupid, sure. Like, hey, you want to borrow my pen? Go ahead. But when it comes to our home products.
Right. I don't think anybody's a good sharer.
Lexi's like, this is so adorable. It's like the Barney and Friends sum up of the show. Like, what did we learn today? Well, it looks like we aren't good sharers. But maybe next week we'll learn to be better sharers.
Everybody back in the day, your mother tells you that sharing is caring. Mm-hmm. And I think that's bullshit.
No,
because
it's
we've
not.
All. I think there's something to be said. Like if you have a whole cookie, give some to Joanna. Fine. But after that, Joanna can go fuck herself because this is my fucking cookie. Right? There you go. Find us wherever you get your podcasting pleasures, iTunes, OG Podcast Network, or your mom's place.
My Instagram bio. The link is there.
Oh, that's literally how I view our podcast. I go to Lexi's Instagram bio.
It's another episode of Your Mom's Guilty Pleasures. It's Lexi, I.E. Peveraro. It's Johnny Mangione. I'm your host, Chris Alibertini. We will see you next time on another thrilling episode of Your Mother's Guilty Pleasures.
Sharing is caring.